caused the death of around 30,000 fish near Karratha has now made its way down to the waters around Exmouth. A footage of coral bleaching has been shared with us by the Marine Conservation Society. So our roving reporter, Ash Davis, has been looking into it this afternoon. G'day, Ash.
Hey, Joe.
What have you found?
Yeah, so originally on the weekend, I saw these photos being shared by some well-known underwater photographers up there along Ningaloo. And I was like, oh, I have to check that out on Monday. And we got all these things in today. And I was like, okay, so I do know a little bit about the history because I'm quite interested in that area and what happens there. So there was a really bad coral bleaching event in 2010-11, and it nearly wiped out all the seagrass at Shark Bay, if people remember. And then there's been sort of intermittent coral bleaching in between. 2 years ago, 2022, we had another one, nowhere near as bad, but still another coral bleaching event.
So was Coral Bay, wasn't it?
Yeah, it included like so much of that whole of the Ningaloo and Exmouth Gulf, so much of it. So I thought I'd better have a look into it today. These really stunning and devastating photos. I reached out to Paul Gamblin, who is the WA director of the Australian Marine Conservation Society. Here's what he had to say.
Yeah, well, large parts of Exmouth Gulf and Ningaloo are bleaching at the moment, which means that beautiful, colourful coral that we're all so familiar with at Ningaloo, quite large areas are turning white. Some of the corals are fluorescing, so they change colour on the way to turning white, but it's a consequence, a reaction to overheated water. So we're seeing images coming from places like Coral Bay, Tantabidi, Bundaberg, all these places that we know and love, and quite significant areas are now bleaching.
And how recently has this occurred?
Well, it's been happening over the last week or so. It's hard to know exactly when it started. We don't have adequate monitoring really to know, but we know in the last days alone that some quite significant bleaching has been witnessed by photographers in the area, and the water is clearing now after a period of turbidity, so that people are now beginning to film and to show the extent of the damage, and it is distressingly widespread. But at this stage, it looks pretty serious, I have to say, from the reports that we're hearing from scientists and from people who are under the water filming it. And I should also point out that it's not normal for Ningaloo to bleach. Ningaloo has only bleached in the last 15 years or so, a few times, and now it looks like it's all clearly becoming regular and more widespread, which is what scientists have been warning.
Have you had any eyes on the seagrass at Shark Bay?
We're watching that very closely. Of course, in 2010 and 2011, there was an enormous impact of from similar conditions in Shark Bay, where it lost huge amounts of seagrass, and then you get the knock-on effects to dugongs and other species as well, and huge impacts on fisheries up and down the coastline too. So, yes, we do, but fundamentally, it's for government to do that. You know, we only have so many resources. What we really want is for governments and ministers to explain what's going on. We see it happening, but we need to know what the full extent of this is, what the consequences and implications are, and what their response will be.
So Paul Gamblin from the Australian Marine Conservation Society there. Who else have you spoken to, Ash?
Yeah, Joe. So I had a chat to a PhD candidate with UWA's Ocean Institute. Her name's Sina Pinter, and her areas of expertise is ocean